Sunday afternoon at their home field, the Los Angeles Galaxy will attempt to win their fifth Major League Soccer championship. Their opponent will be the New England Revolution, winners of no MLS championships, though they are making their fifth appearance in the final. The Galaxy, late the employer of celebrity soccer star David Beckham, now feature Landon Donovan, perhaps the most accomplished U.S. player ever, and Robbie Keane, this year's MVP. So is it Goliath versus David? L.A. midfielder Robbie Rogers doesn't think so.
No, not at all. I mean, they're a big club. They have great support, they have great fans, and they have great players, so I don't think it's at all like that.
The Revolution was energized mid-season by the arrival of Jermaine Jones. A veteran of Germany's Bundesliga, Jones fueled the run that has brought the Revolution to the point where they can cast off the label of not quite good enough. Midfielder Lee Wynn has enjoyed his finest season, and Charlie Davies, whose career was temporarily derailed by a serious automobile accident in 2009, has come back in spectacular fashion. Perhaps this is why New England head coach Jay Heaps, who played for the Revs when they were coming up just short, claimed neither he nor anybody else is thinking about the past.
You're not looking at history right now. We're looking at this as one game. We want to stay focused because it's been our motto all year. And every roll, the ball matters and every play matters. So we want to stay focused on it. We'll have plenty of time to talk about what it means later.
Galaxy head coach Bruce Arena is also inclined to disregard history in general, and in particular the game on July 16th when New England was in the middle of a seven-game losing streak and L.A. beat them 5-1.
They're probably going to have three or four different players on the field, and we'll likely have three, four, or five different players on. That game means nothing. That's in the archives now.
This final is rife with subplots. It will be Landon Donovan's last game, and though his teammates no doubt would like to send him home a winner again, they all claim that would merely be icing on the cake. No kidding, here's Robbie Rogers.
We'd love to kind of give him that little icing on the cake.
And Omar Gonzalez.
You know, that's just icing on the cake.
And A.J. De La Garza.
Hopefully we let him go on a good note.
Well, I'm sure if A.J. De La Garza had talked a little while longer, he would have said icing on the cake. Meanwhile, the owners of the Revolution, one of the few teams still playing on artificial turf on a football field, have been making noises again about building an authentic soccer stadium. Fans hope a championship will accelerate the long-overdue development. Perhaps that anticipation helps to explain the excitement New England captain and Portuguese native José Gonçalves brings to the game he says he'll be treating just as seriously as he'd treat the Champions League final.
For me, it's as big as playing a Champions League final, you know. I respect that a lot, you know, it's a final, it's a big game. Everyone wants to be here, you know, but there is only two teams.
Either the Galaxy or the Revolution will hoist the MLS Cup in Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon.